Hello, I'm Clark Stevenson, an old-timey radio announcer here to proudly present to you Episode 1 of Hiding Jekyll, a comedy radio play written by Liviu Monstad, presented by Core Productions. Starring Talia Shanay, Abby Raymond, Paul Adderley, Lockie Pringle, James Kutsia, Dale Wesley Johnson Green, Stuart Oliver, Craig James, Kyle Stevens, and Liviu Monstad. Tonight's episode is entitled, I Am Whole.
Deirdre, darling!
Dulcie, dear!
Darling, how pleased I am to see you!
And you too, dear. A fine London smog awakes us. Let's have a look at you, dear.
I'm over here, Deirdre.
Oh, my! Who have I so unwillingly embraced?
I believe you have made acquaintance of a Pole.
Oh, I think you're quite right. There you are. My, what a splendid ruby dress you have on.
Oh, I should say the same of you.
How wonderful. Here we are, two ladies in red, strolling along the Thames.
Oh, do tell me how long it has been.
Don't have a clue, darling. Been a week at least.
Dare I say longer?
Oh, you may, dear.
Longer?
Very good.
Darling, did you hear?
Pray do tell.
Word's getting around, Deirdre.
Dulcie, do I suspect gossip on one's tongue?
Ooh, delicious gossip.
Do tell.
Word has it, Hyde is at it again.
How splendid.
Quite bored I was before the news reached my ears. A murder for sure.
Yet another.
Quite.
Dear me. Do tell me it wasn't someone we know.
Not a clue. Word is he left both their corpses stabbed thrice.
Poor dears.
Yes, he's at it again.
I heard last time was staged.
Oh, that was Utterson's work. The two hate each other, you know, always at each other's neck trying to catch each other out.
How exciting!
Yes, dear. Quite the tale has come to fruition and I have a part to play in it.
Really? Do tell.
Oh, yes. Gossip is our trade, dear Deirdre, and I have a good penny's worth of a story to tell. Allow me to narrate, if you will, a strange tale indeed. I was at the beach on a cold, misty evening when I came upon the sight of a man shrouded in evil sitting upon a box at the edge of a pier. At first, one would think he was mad talking to himself as he did.
Your smile, like a two-bit cloud. Smoking that cigar of yours, looking all big shot. Thinking you can fit in. Should have kept your identity hidden, old boy. You played with the wrong crowd. Still, I give you this. No one apologized for who they were as quick as you did. Problem is, you got too much respect for the rules. We don't play by rules in this town. Rules will kill you.
Get me out! Help!
I'm talking here! What was that?
I say it! You're insane, Hyde!
Please, call me Mr. Hyde. All the other deads do.
What?
Well, I'm glad we had this little chat. Nothing sadder than a man boxed in by society. Don't you agree? Your lot's better off playing poker with the fishes.
Fishes?
That poor young man.
Indeed. Surely a stabbing would have sufficed for this lowly man. A terrible waste of timberwood, if you ask me. One would presume such a slow death is best fitted for a king or someone with social relevance.
Oh, he was of definite relevance, my dear. Quite a good wood's worth of punishment as well.
You know him?
You're not the only one with a tale to tell. A wrong turn down an alleyway, and the things you hear. In this case, the sound of wood burning behind an oak door and the scheming of a madman.
I see young Tom is out of commission.
He's just having a swim. That's all, Mr. Poole.
Oh, that no good swindler. If ever I see his face again, I'll crush him.
Crush. Maim. Rip. You're making me hungry, Hasty.
People never learn. They never learn one thing or another about the simple rules and fine etiquette of deception.
Never show your true side.
Exactly.
Rules! Rules! Why have them?
Exactly. What?
Why do we follow instead of lead? Always starting things instead of ending things? It makes me sick. Vermin, Philistines, repugnant little shits, all of them. All of them who think they know better.
Tell it how it is, Ed.
We must end them. The teachers, the priests, the scientists, the sycophantic businessmen of our industrial age, the moneylenders and the justice system, all must go.
Screw him, Hyde.
I can still smell the blood of yesterday's victims. The fumes of society wafting from their corpses. I have cleansed them from conformity.
And I'm sure they're very happy about that, Hyde.
Indeed. I'm sure if they were still alive, they would thank you very much for killing them.
And so they should be. But there is one problem. A weakness. My weakness.
What is it? Ah! Oh! Please don't shoot me. I like conformity.
I can't.
Oh, thank God.
Why?
Hide?
Because in here, in the deepest, darkest corners of my mind, a thought is stopping me. A counter to my action, a voice. Tiny, small, insufferable. There's a conformist of rules and society in my head.
Oh. Is it like a migraine?
No, you fool! I must be rid of this voice. Separate the conscience so that I may be fully in service of my wants without fear of this regret.
You're the boss.
My hand! Don't patronize me!
No, sir, I wasn't.
Hasty, get up.
Do I have to? I think you broke my hand.
One hand left then. Where should I start?
I'm up!
I think I have a way. Our young esteemed colleague is... was... in truth, a man of science. Not a man of invention, though I argue he dreamt as much. But a man of the mind. A doctor. A psychiatrist.
What's the plan?
A man of his nature is bound to have some mind-altering medicine. I take what I need, and then... we burn everything.
Seemed our Hyde had struck quite the plan.
Indeed.
Realizing that I was in the midst of great danger, I did the only thing I could logically think of. I decided to follow them.
Wonderful! Wait until I tell my book club about this.
Do you read?
Of course I read. We're currently reading a new form of literature called the self-help book.
What on earth is that?
Well, apparently it makes you a better person.
Well, that sounds lovely. How does it work?
It's quite easy, really. You read it and magically you just become better, I suppose. I've only read chapter one. Very informative.
And what does chapter one cover?
Well, it's called... Don't die.
Lovely.
Yes. Apparently, you should avoid death at all costs.
Someone should have told the doorman that before Hyde arrived.
Hello, I'm the doorman.
You two stay here.
Oh.
Quiet.
Oh,
Shut him up.
No need. He'll bleed to death at any moment.
What do you reckon Hyde was going on about?
And what does he ever go on about?
Crazier than usual, I can tell you. One too many bar fights.
Hey, those bar fights kept us alive. Will you shut up?
I can see the light.
Well, hurry up and go towards it already.
You reckon what Hyde was going on about was a soul?
Why do you say that?
Well, the soul gets you to the light, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. But Hyde's not a man to chain himself to light or dark. No, no, he's chained to something else.
Got to admire his dedication. Old Hyde is dealing with some serious shit.
Great! Last words I hear before I die is shit. Oh, thank you, God.
Shh! You haven't gotten in contact with Utterson, have you?
You think I'd show my face to him again? I'm loyal to Hyde, and that's that.
Utterson's not going to like this. Drugs are his department.
Well, he and his gang ain't gonna know, are they?
Lithabide, oral, Slexa, oral, lexapine, mind, mind, where is... Ah, there you are.
He dead yet?
Yeah, I think... Oh, Christ's sake! Who the...
Coppers! Hyde!
What?
Company!
Shoot to kill, boys.
Who's there?
Utterson?
Help!
Oh my God, will you die already? Jesus!
It's Utterson and his gang!
Well, well, Mr. Poole.
Mr. Guest.
Hey, Steve.
And I'm Enfield.
Enfield, what are you doing?
I thought we were introducing ourselves.
You have the wrong sound effect, you idiot!
Oh, sorry.
Right, now that we all know each other...
Sorry, could Mr. Poole introduce Mr. Guest again? We didn't quite get that.
Who's that?
That's the radio voice director.
Oh.
Mr. Guest. How was that?
Good to go.
Right, we good? Great. Well, well, boys, what a frightful surprise this must be. What are two layabout crooks like you doing at a psychiatrist's office?
Look, Mr. Poole, it's Mr. Utterson. What a surprise.
Shit. What the hell?
Who's with you? Come on now, don't waste my time, gentlemen. You can't have pulled this little drug thievery by yourselves now. Out with it.
You can't take the drugs. They're not safe.
Wrong place, wrong... Hyde! I mean time. Time.
Mr. Guest, if you would kindly blow his legs off.
With pleasure.
Who is with you? Hyde.
That's him! That's the man what shot me!
Who are you?
Hello, I'm the doorman!
Hello, Utterson.
What are you doing here, Hyde?
I was feeling ill and making myself all better.
These drugs are mine for the taking, you know that.
Why? Are you feeling ill as well? Was it the present I left you? I thought you needed a new face. I can make another if you want. Rip a new one right off for you. Or perhaps you want the whole minion's skull next time. I realize that eyes are the windows to the... What was that word? Soul. Yeah, that was it. But I wanted to keep the eyes for myself, you see. Goes great with hands. You understand, don't you?
Drop your guns, boys. I respect you, Hyde, so I'm going to let you off this
time. Yeah, you will.
We'll be off then, boys!
What happened in there?
We heard yelling.
You all right?
Yes. I am whole.
What? What? It's over? Oh. Wasn't that just wonderful? And now, to credit the people no one cares about. Composer, Edward Hampton. Mastering by Kim Quint. Engineer, Kieran Kershaw. Graphic designer, Neville Ross. Editor and director, Carl Stevens, and producer, Molly Sutherland.